Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
My second election guest this morning, someone who attracted more than 2,000 votes at the 2006 general election. Over the past 5 years, has held two ministerial positions, namely Tourism and Home Affairs, seeking re-election at Onchan. Good morning, Home Affairs Minister Adrian Earnshaw.
Good morning, James.
How well do you think that the present administration, of which you've been a part, has handled the major challenges of the past 5 years?
Well, I think there's been some massive challenges, and I'm not sure we're getting the credit that we deserve for that. I would say that, I suppose, but I think we've got to look at the international global scene regarding the banking crisis. That does have its impact on the Isle of Man and on the Isle of Man's economy, and I think that's part of the reason why we've had the visits from the UK Treasury to re-examine the VAT custom sharing agreement.
In your manifesto, you say you dislike excessive red tape and wasting resources, so government's got ticks both boxes there in a big way, doesn't it?
Probably does, but that doesn't mean I like it.
I mean, major challenges ahead, of course. We know belt tightening is a key part of that, but how can you try and protect employment and support, you know, cost-saving measures across government?
I think the key is we've got to stay competitive. We've got to keep investing where appropriate. And if we can stay competitive, it leads to job creation. The department I work for is a cost-spending department. That's the Department of Home Affairs, not a cost-earning department. So I think we've got to give Tynwald members, whoever they happen to be, have got to give their full support to the Department of Economic Development. That was created purely for this purpose, and it's to drive forward the economy of the Isle of Man. And I think an awful lot hangs on that department in the next 5 years and beyond that.
Health and education, of course, cornerstones. Any candidate would tell you that. You've got the long-awaited Bemahague School in your constituency, now a reality, due to open next year. Great for the young people of Onchan, but what about that generation ahead? Higher education, it's financially very well supported, but can it continue to be supported, sustained at the current level?
Certainly hope so. I've put in my manifesto that I'm supportive of this. Constituents in Onchan will be able to read that. We do give a lot of support to university students at the moment. Whether we can carry it on at exactly the same level remains to be seen. It may be the bar has to be raised, but the principle of it, I'm fully behind
it. It's been raised once already, of course.
It has, yes.
I mean, 16-year-olds as well, staying at that end of the age spectrum. You helped take through Keys last time, that the plan for them to vote. What's in your current manifesto that will appeal to them to go to the polls?
Well, I've been working very hard with in my campaign to try and encourage more young people to get out there and vote. And I think it's a key part of life, really. It shows that they're taking an interest in the community. So it's really persuading them and explaining the system to them. I think a lot of people get confused about, well, Onchan is a very good example about this, the fact that we've got three votes for everybody in Onchan. There's three seats available. So a lot of people are a little bit puzzled by that, why they've only got they've got three votes rather than one.
You've been in Onchan approaching a decade now as an MHK. What's been your main achievement, do you believe, for Onchan?
Well, I like to work in partnership with Onchan commissioners. I'm a former commissioner. I'm a former chairman of Onchan commissioners. I think Onchan commissioners do an awful lot of positive things for the village of Onchan. And particularly, I'd like to praise them for what they've done in Onchan Park. I think it's been a great success the last few years. It's come on in leaps and bounds. I like to think I've been involved with that in the past. So it's really supporting and working in partnership with other people. And I like to feel I've got a very good relationship with Onchan commissioners.
So you believe what you've done for Onchan has been a partnership effect?
Yes, very much so. I don't think you can do very much on your own. I think it's a partnering approach to things, and I'd like to continue that partnership for the future.
You've obviously been a government minister for 5 years now. What's your political ambition?
Well, I think I've probably reached my political ambition. I'm very happy being a minister of government. I mean, my challenge at the moment is to be successful at the election in September. So I hope that will be the case. For the future beyond that, I'm not quite sure.
And just finally, I think you've put your cards on the table already, but you're quite clear, are you, in who you'd like the island's next chief minister to be?
Well, I think I'm not sure that I have put my cards on the table regarding that, but I think the public seem to favour Alan Bell as the next chief minister. But I think we'll have to remain to be seen.
You wouldn't be opposed to that, though, would you?
I wouldn't be necessarily opposed to that. It remains to be seen whether he'll put his name forward. I think there's a lot of hurdles to go over before we get to that point.
Adrian Earnshaw, Home Affairs Minister, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. It's 8 o'clock.